Hello everyone, I'm Daniel McHughes and welcome to another exciting episode of Geography 101. Today we journey to a land of ancient empires, towering mountains and breathtaking rainforests. Our featured country is Peru, a nation where history, nature and culture meet extraordinary harmony. From the legendary Machu Picchu, the vast Amazon basin, Peru offers endless stories to explore. Let's begin our adventure into one of the world's most fascinating countries. Peru is located on the western side of South America along the Pacific Ocean. It is the third largest country on the continent. The nation is known for its remarkable geographic diversity. Mountains, rainforests, and desert all exist within its borders. Peru is one of the world's 17 megadiverse countries. The capital city of Peru is Lima. It is the largest city in the country and its economic center. Lima was founded by Spanish explorer Francisco Pizarro in 1535. The city blends colonial history with the modern growth. Lima is the only South American capital that borders the Pacific Ocean. Peru is bordered by Ecuador, Colombia, Brazil, Bolivia, and Chile. This gives the country access to several cultural regions. Its border reflects different cultural and economic exchanges. The nation also enjoys a long Pacific coastline. Peru's coastline stretches for more than 2,400 kilometers. The Andes Mountains run through the heart of Peru. They shape the country's climate, history, and agriculture. Many cities sit high above sea level. Farming on mountains, terraces date back to the ancient times. The Andes are the longest mountain range in the world. The Amazon rainforest covers more than half of Peru's land area. It is one of the most biological rich regions on Earth. Thousands of species live with this lush environment. Many indigenous tribes still live traditionally here. Peru ranks second on bird species worldwide. Peru has had three main geographic regions: the coast, the highlands, and the rainforest. Each region has its own climate and lifestyle. The coastal region is mostly dry and mild. The highlands are cool and mountainous. You can travel from desert to jungle in a single day in Peru. The ancient Inca Empire was centered in Peru. It was the largest empire in pre-Columbian America. The Incas were the masters of engineering and agriculture. Their legacy still shapes Peru today. The Incas built over 40,000 kilometers of roads. Machu Picchu is Peru's most famous archaeological site. It sits high in the Andes Mountains. The city remained hidden for centuries. It is now one of the world's most visited landmarks. Machu Picchu was rediscovered in 1911. Cusco was the capital of the Inca Empire. Its streets are built on ancient stone foundation. Spanish colonial buildings stand atop Inca walls. The city's rich history and culture. Cusco means navel of the world in Quechua. The sacred valley was crucial to Inca's agriculture. Its fertile land supported large populations. Corn and potatoes were the major crops. Today is the major tourist destination. Peru grows more than 3,000 varieties of potatoes. Lake Titicaca is located on the border of Peru and Bolivia. It is considered the highest navigable lake in the world. The lake is sacred to Inca's mythology. Floating reeds island are still used in today. The Urus people live on these floating islands. Spanish is the official language of Peru. Quechua is also widely spoken. Many indigenous languages still survive. This reflects Peru's deep cultural roots. Quechua is one of the most spoken indigenous languages in the Americas. Peru gained independence from Spain in 1821. The national holiday is celebrated every July 28. Parades and fireworks fill the streets. National pride is strong during this time. Peru celebrates independence for 2 full days. The Peruvian flag is red and white. Red symbolizes the blood of the national heroes, while they represent peace and unity. The coat of arms appears on official versions. The flag design dates back to Peru's independence. Peru's climate varies greatly by regions. The coast is dry and mild. The mountains are cold and windy. The rainforest is hot and humid. Peru has 28 of the world's 32 climate types. Peruvian cuisine is globally recognized. It blends indigenous Spanish, African, and Asian influences. Its region has a unique dishes. Food is a major source of a national pride. Peru has won world's best culinary destination multiple times. Ceviche is Peru's national dish. A ceviche. It's made from raw fish cured in citrus juice, onions and chili peppers, and add flavor. It's usually eaten at midday. National Day is celebrated on June 28. Mining is a major industry in Peru. The country is rich in gold, silver, and copper. Mining supports thousands of jobs. It also plays a major role in exports. Peru is the second largest copper producer globally. The Nazca lines are ancient, etched into the desert. They depict animals, plants, and shapes. Their purpose remains a mystery. They are the best seen from airplanes. Some Nazca lines are over 2,000 years old. Llamas and the alpacas are native to Peru. They were domesticated by ancient civilizations. Their wool is still used today. They're symbols of Andean culture. Alpaca wool is softer than sheep's wool. The Amazon River begins in Peru. It flows across South Africa or America into Atlantic Ocean. It is the largest river by volumes in the world. The basin supports millions of species. The Amazon releases more water than any other river. Peru's economy depends on mining, fishing, and agriculture. Exports include copper, coffee, and fish meal. Tourism is also a major contributor. Many rural communities depend on farming. Peru is one of the world's top coffee producers. Arequipa is called the White City. Many of the buildings are made from volcanic stone. It's surrounded by 3 volcanoes. The historic center is a UNESCO site. Arequipa is Peru's second largest city. The Chapacanan was the Inca's road network. It connected the entire empire. It passed through mountains, desert, and forests. Part of it is still used today. It is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. Peru has a young and growing population. Most people live along the coastline. Rural life remains common in the highlands. Urbanization has increased in recent decades. Over one-third of Peruvians live in Lima. The Peruvian rainforest is a source of medicinal plants. Many modern medicines come from Amazon plants. Indigenous knowledge plays a key role. Scientists continue studying these biodiversity. Thousands of plants species in Peru are still undocumented. Peru experienced earthquake due to tectonic plates. The country lies in the Pacific Ring of Fire. Earthquake preparedness is essential. Building standards have evolved over time. One of the strongest recorded earthquakes in Peru in 1970. Fishing is the vital Peru's coastal economy. The cold Humboldt current breeds nutrients. These support massive fish populations. Anchovies are especially important. Peru is the world's largest exporter of fish meal. Peru has many colorful festivals. This mix indigenous and Christian traditions. Music, dances, and costumes fill the streets. Each region celebrates differently. The Inti Raymi Festival reenacts an ancient Inca ceremony. Traditional Peruvian clothing varies by region. Colors and patterns reflect cultural identity. Highland communities wear wool garments. Coastal clothing is lighter and simpler. Many designs date back to pre-Inca times. Education in Peru has expanded greatly in recent decades. Schools operate in both urban and rural areas. Bilingual education includes indigenous languages. Universities are growing rapidly. Peru has more than 140 universities. The currency of Peru is the sol. It replaced the international or the Inti in the 1990s. The sol is considered stable in the region. It's widely used to trade. The word sol means sun in Spanish. Peru's national animal is the vicuna. It is related to alpaca. Its wool is extremely fine and valuable. It was protected by the Incas. The vicuna wool is one of the most expensive fibers in the world. Peru's deserts stretch along the coast. Despite being dry, they support farming through irrigation. Rivers from Andes make this possible. Ancient cultures mastered these techniques. Some Peruvian deserts receive almost no rainfall. The Marañon River is a major tributary of the Amazon. It flows from the Andes through a deep canyon. It is crucial for transportation and fishing. Many towns depend on it. The river drops thousands of meters in elevation. Tourism is vital to Peru's economy. Millions visit each year for history and nature. Ecotourism in the Amazon is growing. Cultural tourism remains most popular. Machu Picchu limits a daily visitor for preservation. Peru has a rich literary tradition. Writers often reflect indigenous and social themes. Poetry and storytelling are deeply valued. Literature plays a long educational role. Mario Vargas Llosa from Peru won the Nobel Prize in Literature. Catholicism is the dominant religion in Peru. Many traditions blend Christian and indigenous belief. Churches are found in almost every town. Religious festivals are widely celebrated. The Lord of Miracles procession is one of the South America's largest. Peru has one of the world's fastest growing ecotourism sectors. Visitors explore rainforests and wildlife reserves. Conservation efforts are expanding. Local communities benefit from sustainable tourism. Tambopata is one of the most biodiverse areas on Earth. The Peruvian military played a strong in history. The country faced several regional conflicts. National defense became highly organized. Today, the military also supports disaster. Peru observes Armed Forces Day every September. Transportation in Peru includes roads, rivers, and air travel. Mountainous terrain makes travel challenging. River boats serve many Amazon communities. Air travel connects distance. Some Amazon villages are only accessible by boat or plane. Peru's music blends indigenous African and Spanish styles. Traditional instruments include pan flutes and drums. Dance is central to celebrations. Regional music styles differ wildly. The marinero is Peru's national dance. Peru's education system includes public and private schools. Rural education faces unique challenges. Bilingual education supports indigenous language. Literacy rates continue to improve. Over 94% of Peru's population is literate. Peru is a leader in potato research. Scientists study thousands of native varieties. The crop originated in the Andes. It feeds millions worldwide. The International Potato Center is located in Lima. Peru's fashion industry is growing. Alpaca wool products are exported worldwide. Traditional design inspired modern clothing, artisan and craft remain important. Peru is the world's largest exporter of alpaca products. The Peruvian Amazon faces deforestation challenges. Illegal logging threatens ecosystems. Conservation programs aim to protect forests. Indigenous land rights are expanding. Protected areas cover 17% of Peru's land. Peru has a dynamic youth population. Young people lead innovation in business and technology. Startups are growing in Lima. Education supports modern entrepreneurship. Peru is one of the fastest growing startup ecosystem in the region. Sport play a major role in Peruvian society. Soccer is the most popular sport. International matches unite the nation. Local leagues are widely followed. Peru qualified for the FIFA World Cup in 2018 after 36 years. Peru continues to modernize while preserving tradition. Technology grows across cities and towns. Ancient custom remains respected. This balance defines Peru's national identity. Peru protects over 20 UNESCO cultural and natural sites. Peru stands as a land of ancient wisdom and modern growth. Its mountains, rainforests, and oceans shape life daily. The legacy of these Incas remains deeply honored. Cultural pride runs strong across all regions. Peru is considered one of the most cultural rich countries in the world. Once again, people, another great episode on Geography 101. Join me next week and let's explore the world with imagination. Morican people, see you soon.